Why the Pool is Yellow by Del Brummett. Lollipops, Jolly Ranchers, gummies, and bulk candy line the walls. My fellow cousins, wide-eyed, walk slowly and carefully through Sherry's sweet shop. We are in Winthrop, Washington. The air is fresher than cow's milk straight from the udder. An annual event is taking place. It is the Curran family reunion. Our resort we stay at is called Wolfridge. The sun bakes the metal of our cars as we drive back from town. I can hear my cousins talking about going in the pool when they get home as they eat their candy. It is fuel for the night. My cousins dive into the pool, sticky with the melted gummies and chocolate. I decide to go run through a sprinkler, since the urine levels in the pool are most likely rising rapidly. And then comes dinner. It's hot dogs and macaroni again for the kids. After dinner, my cousins run to the nearest cabin to unleash hell. My cousin Melanie and I are the babysitters of all 10 kids, and we must do whatever we can to prevent injury, death, or destruction. Oops, we almost failed. They already got someone to cry. We turn on a movie, but this just seems to get them more and more antsy. Kevin declares that everyone should go to the pool table room, and without asking, they run out the door. We run after them, already realizing what a hopeless battle this is. So we just enter the pool table room and watch as they go psycho. Retiring to the chairs was the smartest thing we'd done that night, because we knew tomorrow it would happen all over again.